Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's day-by-day expressions, and it's a new year. But we're still talking about the same things in the Expression Podcast. And on the podcast today, I got my good friend, Brian Powell. Brian, welcome to the podcast today.
Thanks, good to be here.
Hey, so, you know, we've kind of talked back and forth about what we're trying to do with this podcast and just trying to bring excellence out in our everyday vocational world. And so, what is it that you do out there in the world?
Yeah, I'm in advertising. I am more so on the creative direction side these days. I've spent most of my life in advertising as a creative.
Yeah.
Copywriting, a little bit of design, that sort of stuff.
Okay, so you've got I'm sure all sorts of projects going on that you're balancing and all that stuff. But you used a word, and we may have used the word on the podcast here before, and that is creative. You're a creative, so
yeah.
That's like a noun.
It's kind of arrogant.
I am this, and you are not.
Yeah.
You know? But it's actually something that God has called all of us to think about the world in a certain way in which we can nurture what God has put into the world and bring it out in a beautiful and excellent way. And you have a particular skill, but also a particular occupation in doing that very thing. But I want to go back with you into your early childhood, growing up in church and all that stuff. Were there any creative outlets for you in church?
I mean, there were.
Yeah.
I don't want to say there weren't, because
right.
there's all sorts of creativity. I think singing, I was involved in choir from the youngest ages
yeah.
that I can
yeah.
remember. I'm a guitar player, I'm a piano player, those sorts of things. And there were opportunities to do specials, you know,
right.
occasionally, that sort of thing. But it wasn't, I grew up in a time where the instrument that I played, primarily the guitar, wasn't super popular in,
yeah.
in churches. And, you know, it was really, it wasn't like I sat at home and just wept about it or
right.
anything like that. But there was this, there's a part of being a creative person that I think it's hard to explain other than just to say it has to be let out.
Yeah.
And when it's not let out, it's not satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, it really, you know, from a young age, I sort of struggled to think about, like, how might I serve the church with the way that God has gifted me. And so it's a, you know, as I've gotten older, I've been able to use those gifts. I play each week at our church
yeah.
on the guitar. My kids play
yeah.
their instruments, piano and singing and those sorts of things.
So There's obviously those ways, and those are the most prominent ways
mm-hmm.
that we see these type of creative gifts being facilitated in the church. But there's so much more to being a creative than just the music,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, you're talking about a creative kind of, if it's not let out, it gets bottled up until we can find this avenue. And we were joking earlier talking about a lot of times the only place for creatives to let out maybe artistic expression besides music is when you're going through Vacation Bible School during the arts and crafts
yeah.
time. But then after that, once you graduate from Vacation Bible School, there's not a lot of that arts and crafts type of element. And so, you know, we see young people leaving the church at great numbers. And I wonder if part of that is because a lot of creatives are not allowed to, or maybe we're not creating the avenues for them for this artistic expression.
Yeah.
I mean, would you say that's a reasonable thing to think?
I would think so. I mean, I guess I would just have to flip the question around and ask, like, why wouldn't we allow our church members to fill the hallways with their artwork in our
right.
churches? And you know, we strive toward excellence in things that we do, so we can't just put everything up. We wouldn't want to just put everything up, but at least opening up the opportunity to say, hey, we recognize that you have this gift and we value that because it reflects the creative nature of who God is.
Yeah. I think probably one of the things that we got where we made a mistake is we got so adamant on clear truth being expressed right now in an urgency, which is good, you know, like revivals and evangelism, that these other types of expressions of the gospel and expressions of the nature of God and the attributes of God that take a little bit more time, to really ponder and think about. We said, no, we've got to do it right now, and we've got to say these things right now. And so that really minimized this creative art world that takes a, I mean, it does take a little bit more thought, a little bit more softening of the, you know, and different things like that. And I think the church over the long term has been, has really suffered in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
We're not writing the best music, you know, as, but we should be. The greatest artist should be Christians and those different types of things. And so I'm excited to have you on the podcast over the next several weeks so that we can talk about those creative elements, but how you, that you don't consider yourself like a Christian ad guy. You're just an ad guy who loves the Lord, and that comes out in what you do. So I'm excited to maybe talk about excellence in grammar and in shaping different things in that world of the advertising world, and how you do that as a Christian, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, this is it's been a great podcast, and I encourage you to come back next Monday as we continue to talk about these elements of truth, goodness, and beauty being expressed in your world.